You historically actually have been in favor of a wealth tax, I think.
Of a high estate tax.
Of a high estate tax.
Yeah.
So there is now on the table, Elizabeth Warren has a true wealth tax on the table, 6% for billionaires. It would cost you, I believe, close to $6 billion annually if you had to pay it on top of what you already pay. What do you think of all of this?
So there, you know, I've paid over $10 billion in taxes. I paid more than anyone in taxes. But I, you know, I'm glad to have paid, you know, if I'd had to pay $20 billion, it's fine. But, you know, when you say I should pay $100 billion, okay, then I'm starting to do a little math about what I have left over. Sorry, I'm just kidding. You really want the incentive system to be there, and you can go a long ways without threatening that.
Have you ever talked to Elizabeth Warren about any of this before?
I've not.
Would you? Would you want to?
You know, I'm not sure how open-minded she is, or that she'd even be willing to sit down with somebody, you know, who has large amounts of money.
Okay, so let me make it complicated for you. You have been, politely say, public about your misgivings about our current president. If Elizabeth Warren were the other candidate, what would you do?
You know, I'm not going to, you know, make political declarations, but I do think no matter what policy somebody has in mind, a professional approach is even, as much as I disagree with some of the policy things that are out there, I do think a professional approach to the office, whoever I decide would have the more professional approach in the current situation probably will weigh, is the thing that I'll weigh the most. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope the more professional candidate is an electable candidate.
Okay. We will, I think we can take away something from that.